A blouse, a hat, a sweater, a coat. There's no description. That's how it is. What's the story? This is the story.
This is the National Broadcasting Company. This is Chicago WMAQ.
Dream Shampoo presents AB's Irish Rose.
What are you laughing at?
What am I laughing at? I am just laughing. What's the matter? There's a log in the...
Yes, there it is, folks. Dream, D-R-E-M-E. Once again brings you that lovable, laughable show, and the tune of baby Irish Rose.
Well, it seems as though Mrs. Brown, that pretty divorcee, who undoubtedly has designs on Abby, has made some progress in her campaign. Over the opposition of Rosemary, Mrs. Brown has sold Abby the idea of establishing an interior decorating shop in the Solomon Levy department store with herself in charge, an arrangement permitting her to see Abby every day. As our story begins, it's the day of the gala opening of the department, and we find Casey, Abby, AB's secretary, and Mrs. Brown in the model home which has been created in the store for the new venture.
Casey, have you checked on the signs downstairs at the elevator?
Yes, half a dozen times.
And told the elevator girls how to direct the guests?
Look, Mrs. Brown, I've been working for the Solomon Levy department store long enough to do my job right. You mind your business and I'll mind mine.
Oh, you're simply impossible.
Hello, Casey.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Brown. How's everything getting along?
Oh, dear Mr. Cohen.
Oh, I beg your pardon, Casey. What did you say?
Not half time. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Casey.
Well, Mr. Cohen, how do you like my little model house?
Oh, you've done a regular chapskadicken job. I mean, it's wonderful, Mrs. Brown.
Oh, you're so good to say so. Thank you, Mr. Cohen.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Brown. I mean, you're welcome.
I do hope the opening will be a success.
Sure it would. And nice, such flowers. Never did I see so many bouquets except at a first-class funeral.
Yes, my friends have been very kind. And there are still a dozen boxes I haven't opened yet. Would you care to help me arrange them, Mr. Cohen?
Me, Mrs. Brown?
I'm sure you have wonderful taste for such things.
Oh, Mrs. Brown.
Now, will you see what's in this box? Gardenias! Aren't they lovely?
Beautiful, Mrs. Brown. They remind me of ladies. Beautiful ladies like you.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Cohen. You must have one for your buttonhole. Now, just hold still a moment. There.
And such a wonderful smeller it is.
Yes, and it makes you look so handsome, Mr. Cohen.
Yeah. Do you think so, Mrs. Brown?
Oh, yes. And now, if you'd really like to help me arrange these flowers...
Absolutely, I'd like it. Let's get busy. Goodbye, Mrs. Cohen.
Oh, do you have to go?
What do you think?
I'll
be there in a moment.
Always I have to be there in a moment.
What is it you want?
I want you.
there, Marshal? Just casting an eye over the model house. Mamma, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, he was casting a Google eye. And that Mrs. Brown. I know you.
Oh, honey.
Look, and where did you get that gidilla in your buttonhole?
Mamma, it's a gardenia.
I didn't say what. I said where. Speak up, quick.
Mrs. Brown put it there.
Mrs. Brown. All you men are the same. Only more so. Letting that Mrs. Brown put gardenias in your buttonholes. Oy, such old schmendrix.
But, Mama, could I stop her? And also, it smells so sweet.
From Mrs. Brown, it should smell from onions. Take it up.
All right, all right. Where's Rosalie? Didn't she come with you?
Yeah. They're changing the subject, are you?
Oh, honey.
Well, Rosalie's gone to Abel's office, and you are going with me.
Where, darling?
To the bargain basement. And sometimes, Papala, I think even that's too good for you.
Gee, Mr. Avery, the store is up to its neck in bills for that new department of Mrs. Brown's.
Oh, don't worry. We'll make plenty of money on the deal.
You'll need it. I've only got half the bills open now.
Well, don't get discouraged, Casey. Keep right on. Oh, and if Mrs. Brown shows up here, send her right into my office.
Yes, sir. Can that woman spend money?
Hello, Casey. How's everything?
Oh, hello, Miss Rosemary. Everything is terrible. Everything is subjugated. Such a mishmash.
Has anything gone wrong with the model house?
No, no. The house is like a beautiful picture, but that Mrs. Brown is a double exposure.
Well, Avery said she'd done a beautiful job.
Yeah, but I still think she has a beautiful back. Or a knife.
Casey, you sound bloodthirsty.
I don't mean a real knife, but I'd like to think of something.
Hello, Rosemary. I thought I heard you out here.
Hello, darling.
Well, come on in.
All right, Avery. Avery, I want to congratulate you. Casey says the model house is...
Oh, yeah. You ought to see the flowers Mrs. Brown's been getting all day. Why, you know, darling, if only half of her friends become clients, this is going to be the biggest single deal I've ever put over.
I'm glad for you, Avery, because I love you.
And I adore you, darling. And here's a kiss to prove it.
Mm-hmm. Is Mr. Avery in?
Yes, he is, but
I'll go on in. He won't mind my interrupting him, not a bit.
Well, Avery, I mind.
Now, darling, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were here, Mrs. Levy.
Mm-hmm. It's quite all right, Mrs. Brown.
There was just one little detail I wanted to consult Avery on. I'm sure you've been just swamped by details like that.
Mrs. Brown, have you seen my dad and Mr. Murphy? They should have shown up by now.
Oh, they're at the model house now. Avery, you know, Mr. Cohen told me it was just... what was the word? Sotskers... And I hope he meant he liked it.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear, Sal. Isn't this some bedroom?
I am trying to make up my mind, Patrico. That furniture is too fancy-pants. I don't know if I like it.
It's Louis something or other. French period furniture.
I'll take my furniture American period. Even if it's only a comment.
Well, I like it.
Well, everybody to their own taste, Patrico. Like the old lady said when she kicked the cow.
Kicked? It's kissed the cow.
The ladies I know wouldn't kiss a cow. Say, what's wrong with the legs on that furniture? They're all bow-legged.
Oh, no, no, no. That's how the French design them.
Who do they have for models? French cowboys?
Look here. Don't you even like that comfortable bit of furniture in the corner?
You mean the one that's high in the back and long in the seat, with feet stools in the front of it? What's it supposed to be?
There's a card on it that says...
Let's see it. It's a Chessy Longo.
Son. Your French is terrible. It's even worse than that. You pronounce it Chessy Longo. Just like that.
Oh, Patrick, I wish I could speak French like you.
It's a gift, Sal. Say, you know what I'm thinking? This is some model house.
It's beautiful. And all those flowers.
You know, in California, whenever they open anything new, any kind of a store or a business, they always have an MC.
MC?
MC.
MC who? What's his last name? You'll get him.
A master of ceremonies to explain everything and introduce everyone to the crowd.
Patrickle, that's a wonderful idea. I'll do it.
You'll do it? I didn't get that idea for you.
Oh, so who did you get it for? I'll bet you for Patrick Joseph Murphy.
I didn't, I'll do it.
Such a ganzer macher.
Ganzer macher, am I? Why, you're a doppus. I'm only doing it for your own good.
If I am going to be done good, I will do it.
No, sir, you just haven't got enough poise.
Poise? Poise? I got one poise. A.B., that's enough for me.
No, I mean you ain't calm enough. Suppose somebody interrupts you, you'll blow up.
I will not. I will heckleberry them right back.
Well, that's it. You'll get all excited.
I never get excited.
You can't be like me. I'm always calling a cucumber.
And right now you are red in the face like a beast.
I am not. You are.
I am not. You are.
Sir, what are you two shouting about?
Mrs. Cohen, will you kindly let us fight in peace? Will you now?
Mrs. Cohen, you are an old wet blanket.
Now, don't tell me, boys. Let me guess. You are not fighting. It's only a friendly argument.
That's all. A debate.
Oh, hello, everybody. How do you like the house?
Oh, it's fine. Just fine, Mrs. Brown. And there's another fine idea being batted around here.
Oh, good. What is it?
How would you like to have a Mister of Ceremonies?
Oh, I think that's a wonderful idea, Mr. Levy.
Hold on, now. Whose idea was it?
By now, it's public property.
Well, we leave you to pick up, Mrs. Brown. But I think you ought to have a fine, upstanding man. One with lots of dignity and the gift of gab. And I am not saying who.
And I think you should have one who has a lot of standing in the community and has been meeting people for 30 years. And I'm not saying who.
I think you're both absolutely right. And I shall certainly ask Mr. Cohen to do it.
Mr. Cohen.
Isaac who?
Papa. First ask me. I'll tell you.
Me, Mrs. Brown? Oh, what did I ever do for this honor?
Why, Mr. Cohen, you're one of the best-known lawyers in the Bronx. And your wit is famous. I insist on you.
Oh, well.
Isaac?
Mama, when duty calls me, I'm always on the spot.
You said it.
Well, what a grand opening the model house is going to have, with Isaac as master of ceremonies and everybody burned up at everybody else. Oh, it's a mighty wonderful thing. Love, I mean. Life seems sort of so-so, and then one day it happens. The right girl meets the right man, and suddenly everything is wonderful. So wonderful, you feel like singing, "Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way." Well, lady, is everything going your way? Does the right man feel the right way about you? If he doesn't, just remember this. Every man has a special weakness for lovely, shining hair, soft and silky smooth, full of enchanting highlights. And that's your cue to use Dream Shampoo with Hair Conditioner, because it combines beauty advantages found in no other shampoo. Why, Dream actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. It never leaves any dulling film, as all soaps do, to hide the shining loveliness. Instead, it brings out all the sparkling highlights, all the natural luster. And now that this new, improved Dream contains a wonderful hair conditioner, it leaves hair far silkier, smoother, and easier to manage right after shampooing. No other shampoo, not a soap in the world, leaves hair so lustrous and yet so easy to manage. Only Dreen with hair conditioner. So girls, for glamorous, shining hair, the kind that starts romance going your way, always use Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner. Now back to A.B.'s Irish Rose. The great moment has arrived. It's time for the grand opening of the model house and the new interior decorating shop. There's a good crowd present as we join Rosemary and Mama.
Hey, quite a bunch of people have showed up at that.
The bunch part of it is all right. But I was noticing how few of them made hello with that, Mrs. Brown.
You were?
Yes. Judging from all the flowers she received, you'd think everyone was her friend. But with my own eyes, I've seen only two people greeted her, and they only nodded with a casualty.
Well, the truth is, I've noticed... Oh, shh. I think Mr. Cohen's getting ready to start.
So come on then, quick. I want to be standing up close to him so I can give him a nudge if I don't like how he's doing.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you to the Solomon Levy and Son department store. And we not only welcome you to the Solomon Levy and Son department store, but we also, as well, in addition, likewise, welcome you to the model house and brand new interior decorating department of the Solomon Levy and Son department store. And it is only natural that we should welcome you to the model house and brand new interior decorating department of the Solomon Levy and Son department store, because it is you, the loyal customers of the Solomon Levy and Son department store, that this new department has been opened for. This, the newest and finest department of the Solomon Levy and Son department store.
By now, they should know already what store there is.
Mamala, please, don't heckle. Be stum, sharp.
Who said anything?
Mamala, I'm making a speech. I haven't time to argue. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now with the greatest of pleasure and happiness that I, with pride, am proud and happy to introduce to you that good friend of mine and yours, that merchant genius, Solomon Levy of the Solomon Levy and Son department.
Thank you, Isaac. Good friends, like my friend Isaac Cohen, I am proud and happy to welcome you to our newest department of the Solomon Levy and Son department store. It was nice of you to come to this the grand opening, and that is why we invited you, because we hoped you would come.
Free! Mamala, be quiet. Be careful. Don't say things like that.
So slipped out.
So grit your teeth so your mouth stays shut.
So I'll grit him.
So what? So do it. So stum. So still.
All right.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to present to you the junior genius of merchants, the son of the Solomon Levy and Son department store, A.B. Levy.
Well, thank you, Mr. Cohen. Well, all I would like to say is that I hope all of you like the new department, and I hope it'll be of real service to you. I wish now, Mr. Cohen, that you'd introduce the lady whose idea this department was, because she's the one who will manage it, and she'll be on hand for your interior decorating problems.
Ladies and gentlemen, the lady just referred to is the very pleasant, the very nice, the very beautiful.
Oui, again.
Mama, please.
This time I'm not even sorry it slipped.
Mrs. Cohen, please be quiet.
But everyone making old speeches. Why can't I come out with just one simple little fui?
Because a fui at a time like this can ruin the whole department. That's why.
So I can't stand any more speeches.
So then, Mama, please stop your fingers in your ears. Close your eyes and then keep swallowing. If you keep swallowing, you wouldn't be able to talk.
So I'll go where I don't need to listen even with my ears closed. I'll go downstairs and get me a cup of tea.
Now, so ladies and gentlemen, as I was saying, I now have the wonderful pleasure of presenting to you the beautiful and pleasant, the very nice lady.
So now I'll say again to myself, please.
Why, Mrs. Cohen, where are you going? Aren't you watching the opening?
Watching? You mean hearing, don't you? I never heard so many speeches so quick. What are you so tickled about, Kay Seller? You look like the canary but swallowed the cat.
It's what's in this envelope here, and believe me, I am tickled.
So what is it, what?
It's one big surprise for that Mrs. Brown. Not a pleasant one, either. I want to talk to her in the office. And will her face be red?
That's what I would like to see. You go on upstairs to the office, and I'll bring her there. Pushing a little if necessary.
But Mrs. Cohen, what in the world does Casey want me up here at the office for?
Casey has something for you.
For me?
Mm-hmm.
Miss Casey, you wanted me?
Yes, come in, Mrs. Brown. Close the door.
She's in. I'll close it.
Mrs. Cohen said you had something for me.
And how. Say, those were certainly a whale of a lot of flowers your friends sent for the opening of your department.
Well, I have a lot of friends.
Oh, yeah? If I wasn't a lady, and right now I wish I wasn't, I'd say something about lying.
Lying?
That was the word, lying. No admiring friends or prospective clients sent you those flowers. Read this.
What is it, Casey?
It's a $350 florist bill. That's what it is. Billing Mrs. Brown here for all those flowers downstairs. She sent them to herself.
How dare you open my mail?
Mail that comes to the store is supposed to be for the store, not for individuals. But I'll mark it open by mistake. So sorry.
You just wait until Mr. Avey hears about your snooping.
And the opposite. You just wait until the lady finds out what a no-good faker you are.
Very well. Shall we wait for Avey?
Shall we wait? Why do you think I'm standing with my back to the door?
Well, Mrs. Brown probably isn't going to look very good as soon as Avey returns to his office and learns of this. Sugar and spice and everything nice. That's what little girls are made of. Yes, sirree, but the nicest thing about a girl is glamorous, shining, smooth hair. And girls, you'll never know what a difference in glamour a shampoo can make until you use Dream Shampoo with hair conditioner. Now, suppose you're washing your hair with soap. Cake soap, liquid soap shampoo, or any other shampoo except Dream with hair conditioner. Well, listen. No soap, no other shampoo combines all the beauty advantages this wonderful new Dream brings you. Why, Dream reveals up to 33% more luster than any kind of soap, because it never leaves any dulling film on hair, as all soaps do, to hide the shining loveliness. And now that there's a wonderful hair conditioner in the new improved Dream, it leaves hair far silkier, smoother, and easier to manage right after shampooing. Besides, Green completely removes every trace of flaky dandruff the very first time you use it. No other shampoo of any sort combines such luster and such manageability with this complete removal of dandruff. Only Green shampoo with hair conditioner. So for extra beauty care, always Green your hair. Use Green with hair conditioner, the only shampoo that can make your hair look so lovely. Remember, insist on Green shampoo with hair conditioner or ask your beauty shop to use it. Now back to A.B.'s Irish Rose and that argument Mrs. Brown is having with Casey and Mrs. Cohen.
I warn you, Miss Casey, don't you try to run me down in front of Mr. A.B. He won't stand for it.
Casey wouldn't have to run you down. I'll do a perfect job myself.
And I don't see where any of this concerns you at all, Mrs. Cohen. It's clearly none of your business.
That's your opinion. My opinion is I'll make it my business.
Why, Mrs. Brown, what are you doing up here? Is there anything wrong?
Plenty's wrong, Capellet, and all of it but this, Mrs. Brown.
Don't be alarmed, A.B. It's all a misunderstanding that's very easily explained.
Capellet, all those flowers downstairs didn't come from friends and future customers of this woman. She sent them all to herself, trying to make it look like she has a big following.
Sent them to herself.
Now, just a moment, Abel.
No moment at all will I give. Look. Look here, Abel. Here's the flower bill. $350.
I did get a number of flowers from friends. But at no time at all have I said they all came from friends. Abel, I simply decided that the opening needed quantities of flowers to look impressive. And so I ordered extra flowers at my own expense.
You did? Why, Marmalade, what's wrong with that? I think that was swell of Mrs. Brown. And I think you ought to apologize to her.
Yeah, when I believe her as quick as you believe her, then I'll apologize. And you know when that'll be.
Please, Mrs. Cohen, don't add insult to injury.
Abel, forgive me for saying it, but this is one time I like to add injury to insult.
Mrs. Brown is an exceptionally clever young woman. And now both Mrs. Cohen and Casey look in the wrong. I wonder what's going to happen with Mrs. Brown working at the store that close to A.B. We'll just have to wait and see. Be sure to join us again next week at this same time for another adventure in the lives of the Murphys, the Levys, and the Cohens. A.B.'s Irish Rose is dedicated to the spirit of freedom and equality which gives to this nation the greatness that is America. A.B.'s Irish Rose is written by Ann Nichols and Rip Van Runkle and is brought to you by Dream, D-R-E-N-E, Dream Shampoo. This is Richard Stark. Good night.
To twice the wear your clothes were up to twice as long, and all it takes is ivory flakes.
A blouse, a house coat,
a sweater,
a slip.
Give them ivory flakes care.
That's our tip.
Wash, test, show. This is so.
Twice the wear, yes. You get up to twice the wear your clothes were up to twice as long, and all it takes is ivory flakes. It's ivory flakes for twice the wear.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.